right now. We're going to see what's happening with Andrew. Andrew, tell us what's going on around there.
Yes, sir. Hey, how are you? I have several planks. They were floor joists from an old farmhouse. It's built in 1840s, I believe, and I think it's old heart pine. And they've got square nails in them, and I want to cut the planks up and to build a piece of furniture, and I can't get the square nails out. They're rotted and very brittle. I try to pull them, and they just break off flush with the wood. And I'm trying to do it without damaging the wood, you know, too much of the wood, because I don't have a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you had any ideas on anything I could do to get those out.
Well, I tell you what, you know, reclaiming joist under old houses like that, I know I've seen several companies that actually, you know, take those big seals that are 8x8, 8x10, that type of thing, and then, of course, they put them in a sawmill and make some beautiful heart pine flooring and, of course, furniture and everything else. And I noticed one time when I was out at one of the sawmills, they actually have a metal detector that they use to find any of those old spikes or any of that old metal, because certainly that would destroy a very expensive blade on their sawmill if they didn't find them. But I'll tell you what, you know, what they were doing is they were using like cat's claws, the, you know, hand tool, and they had it sharpened up pretty well just so that you could dig in and grab that square head on it and pull it out. Yes, it damaged it a little bit there, but they felt like, I guess, they had enough in order to be able to extract that nail. But sometimes they do rust out and cause a problem. Joe, you got any tricks on that?
Yeah, Andrew, this is not, as you discovered, not an easy job, especially those old, called cut nails, those iron nails, those square-headed. Now, this these joists, they're driven in, these nails are driven into the, what size are the joists, first of all?
Approximately. They're about 4 inches wide and about 12 inches tall.
Okay. And they're driven in the 4-inch thickness, these nails?
Yes, they're drilled into the edge.
And they're completely flush. Well, since you can't,
they've
there's no way to drive.
Flush.
Yeah, so there's no way to drive them. The only thing I could suggest, I don't know if you're familiar with a very old nail puller. I know it as the Crescent 56 nail puller. And I don't know if you know it by that name, but you might recognize it as an ancient tool. It's probably 100 years old. And it has a sliding handle on it and a claw and a fulcrum lever on the end. It's a little hard to describe, but what you do is you put these claws over the nail and you slide the handle up and down. It's like a hammer and it pounds the jaws into the wood. And then when it grabs it and you pull it back, you can rock back on the lever. If you Google Crescent, which is the name of the company, 56 nail puller, you'll see what I'm talking about. That's the only thing that might work. And if that doesn't, and that would also, as opposed to the cat's paw that Danny recommended, it might work. The cat's paw would dig up quite a bit of wood, where the Crescent 56 doesn't removes about as little wood as possible, especially if the nail head is flush and not driven below the surface. So that's the only thing I would suggest. And absolutely, as Danny said, you can buy a metal detector. You can get them at even like Harbor Freight for about $15 or $16. But you want to make sure you can identify every single nail
You
run any kind of tool, whether it's a hand tool like a plane, hand plane, or obviously a saw blade of any sort, because you know those iron nails, they will stop a tool. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I could suggest.
That's a great idea. I would check out that tool and everything. And what a great project, Andrew. What a great way to not only a little bit of recycling and upcycling, but, hey, there's a little bit of family tied to it.
There is. My grandfather grew up in that house, and he's still alive with us today. And we built a camp house over there next to where the old house was, and I just thought it'd be nice to build a piece of furniture, a gun cabinet or something with that old wood and build some sort of sentimental value.
Absolutely, man. Go for that. I think that's a great idea. I have some old cedar pieces from a tree that my father cut down years and years ago, and I'm going to figure out something to do with it. My wife keeps trying to throw it away. What are you doing with this old wood? So I'm trying to hold on to it and make something out of it. I don't know what. Maybe.
Andrew, the only other thing I could suggest is if you can't get these nails out, but you can identify them, like locate each one, you might be able to get it to a mill and they could resaw it, meaning saw it into thinner boards on either side of these nails. If these nails are in a straight enough line, you might be able to work around them. And then you could just use them as is with the nails in them. It might look kind of cool.
That's an idea.
Well, good. Well, certainly hope we've been able to help you. And again, we'll encourage you all the way on that. Let us know how it turns out, Andrew.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you.